This is Talk London Property, the podcast by Fraser & Co. in partnership with Podium Media, your passport to London's property scene. Welcome to Talk London Property, the new podcast from Fraser & Co., the number one firm specialising in London property. You know, knowledge is power, and we want to empower you, the client, and hopefully, of course, those of you who will become future clients in navigating the UK property market. I'm Keith Fraser, your host. I'm also a professional member of the RICS, and with me, of course, is Robert Fraser, the founder and CEO of Fraser & Co. Robert, welcome to this brand new endeavour, the new podcast. I thought we might start with just a very brief insight into your and the company journey. Perhaps you give us and all the people out there a brief insight.
Well, thank you, Keith. As it happens, we're now recording this and talking about this at the beginning of 2025. And we've reached a milestone. We're actually in our 30th year, having been established in 1995. I say we because actually I started the business from home many years ago with the idea of searching for London property for both local and international clients. And we started off in a small way, as I say, from home. We then moved into a small office, and then gradually we became known as a specialist in new developments and new homes, venturing into Far East markets such as Hong Kong and Singapore, and venturing even to places like Tokyo. And gradually our international client database, who are still with us, has grown to somewhere in the region of 2,000 properties, which we manage. And we offer all our clients a local sales service, resale service, and management and letting service. So that'll give you a brief idea of where we're at. We have offices internationally and offices in parts of London and places such as Paddington Basin in the West End, the City of London, close to Liverpool Street Station, Colindale in northwest London, and over a stretching as far as West London in Kew Bridge Road.
So it's been an amazing journey, and of course, you know, you navigating the London market. Tell me, London is still probably the most dynamic property market in the world. What is it, do you think, specifically attracts overseas investors to London, predominantly?
Well, overseas investors is one thing. I mean, I suppose one has to look at local investors as well and local buyers. They want to be part of a dynamic economy. They want to be part of a changing city that is getting even more dynamic as it progresses. But one thing about international clients is that they're attracted, obviously, not only to the art, the theatre, the schools, the colleges. As we continue, I suppose really they're looking at also the culture, the restaurants, the theatre districts, you know, there's just the sport. London is well renowned and people always want to plant their money here.
What is actually, in your opinion and in your experience, what is it you think specifically that people like about London above other sort of international Western markets? Because London really is an unbelievable cosmopolitan hub of investment, isn't it, in property?
Well, I think that's the reality, is that I think you look at cosmopolitan, therein lies the attraction. If you look at our office as an example and our company's example, we are a sincere microcosm of London in itself. We have people that work for us from every part of the world, in Asia, Africa, the UK even, Europe, anywhere you look, we have got people that have worked for us. And that in itself is an attraction for people that come here. We've got people from all over. And that in itself makes it a situation where you have international people, they look at London, and it doesn't matter where they come from, they feel comfortable living and working here.
And tell me, Fraser & Co. has built up its niche. I know it covers a number of different areas in property, not just the new build, but very much the new build, and your vision, which has increased over many years, this idea of selling off-plan to overseas, particularly in the Far East, investors. Where did this idea come from, and what is your feeling about the new build market? Why new build over and above other aspects of the property market?
When I set up business, I was looking for a niche in the market, because in order to compete amongst the bigger firms of property agents, one has to find something that one specializes in. And gradually, I realized that new developments was the way forward for myself and for my company. And at the time, you look back at the early, the mid-1990s, the market was being led very strongly by Hong Kong buyers looking to buy property prior to 1997. And I spent a lot of time in Hong Kong meeting up with these buyers. And even today, 30 years down the line, I'm still managing many of their properties. And if you look at the face of London, London has changed beyond recognition. And much of it is because of international clientele. If you look at areas such as right across town, running from East London, Canary Wharf, Canada Water, to Central London, we're talking about the City of London, we're talking about Elephant and Castle, Paddington Basin, where our office is, and West London has all significantly changed beyond recognition. One particular area is King's Cross. King's Cross, I mean, to be honest with you, many, many years ago had a very bad stigma to it. Now, it's an extremely trendy, attractive location.
Would you say that, obviously, with your client base, a huge amount of client base being overseas, particularly in the Far East, the gentrification of these areas has come about because of overseas investment?
Unquestionably. Unquestionably. The reality is that in the UK, we're not as comfortable as buying off-plan property as international clients. In Hong Kong and Singapore and the Far East, many of them buy their own homes, let alone investments, on that basis. I've been to launches in Hong Kong where there've been 1,000 people in a queue or 2,000 people in a queue, and people have actually been changing and changing places because people want to get to the front of the queue and actually been paying them to get to the front of the queue because they really want to buy that new home. So the attraction of buying off plan has always been there, but it's not as seen as a specific asset class here in the UK as it has been in international markets.
Well, listen, obviously this is an introduction to the podcast series. No doubt we will be covering the new build in great detail, all the different obstacles and information that people need to know about, whether they be overseas or even here. But tell me, new build, brief snapshot, do you still see new build as a growing sector that people can invest in both here and overseas? Or do you think with the new Labour government, it could be slightly stunted or perhaps even increased?
I think the reality is that there is a lack of good quality property in London for both people looking to invest in the market, people looking for their own homes, whether it's from the lower end of the market all the way to the top end of the market, there is a lack of good quality properties. I think I read a statistic once that said that London needs somewhere in the region of 50,000 homes per year in order to accommodate the supply-demand. And we're nowhere near that. So I think there'll always be a demand for good quality property, and new homes is at the forefront of that.
And of course, with this demand for new property, that can only be a good thing for investors, be they here or overseas, because, of course, that lack of supply can only lead to one thing you would expect, which is an increase in their investment.
Well, certainly an increase in value. I think there is a chance of some very good cap depreciation over the next couple of years. The market has been hit to a certain extent by lots of situations such as COVID, political strife, political issues, elections. It's been one step forward, two steps back. But I think that even though we now have a Labour government, the reality is that I think we can see a situation where investors will want to get into the market, and they see a situation where political stability will bring in attractive opportunities.
And I don't know, you know your business better than obviously I do, but tell me, with a number of your investors coming from OTs, what percentage of them look for a considerable level of funding for mortgages and so forth? Because obviously that will affect, you know, the demand and so forth. Do they borrow here, or do they borrow in their home country? How does this work generally?
There are plenty of mortgage suppliers that are available to potential investors. The reality is that they have to pass the KYC and the anti-money laundering regulations in this country, which are quite stringent for obvious reasons. But there are opportunities in the market. People can get mortgages, and there are firms that specialise in that. And of course, we can recommend anyone looking to invest that wants to buy a property, put down 25% or borrow 75% or 60% or whatever it is, we're able to recommend people to those potential mortgage suppliers.
And of course, you know, when people do invest, particularly from overseas, which is obviously a considerable percentage of your client base, I would presume that people really do want Fraser & Co. to hold their hands in areas of mortgage, in areas of recommending area, aspect of the flat, floor area, all sorts of areas of the market, which we're going to cover, obviously, in future podcasts. Can you sort of outline all the different things we can look at, which Fraser & Co. specialises in and can assist and advise potential clients in navigating what is, you know, let's face it, the UK property market, as in any market, you know, you have to sort of know how to navigate the different hurdles and pitfalls, etc. What sort of things do Fraser & Co. do and can advise upon going forward, and things that we can cover in future episodes?
I like to work with clients individually. That's the benefit of working with us. We offer a personal service, which is very much something which our larger competitors don't do. So we have a situation where we've had clients, as I said earlier, for 20, 30 years. But when people are investing, I always ask them, how long do you look at your investment for? If they're looking for it on a short-term investment, well, potentially they would want to be looking to buy something right in central London, depending on price, of course. On the other hand, what we like to do is offer opportunities to our clients where they can see potential for very good capital growth within, let's say, a 5 or 10 year period. So one of the areas that we've been working very strongly over the last 4 or 5 years has been Old Oak Common in West London, where we've sold numerous developments in that area. And originally, we were selling them for £700 a foot. They're now up to about £1,000 per square foot in certain developments. And
which is almost a 50% increase.
Which is a very good increase, despite the fact that we've gone through tough times. In addition to that, we see that there's benefit for even further capital appreciation. If you look at areas that are quite close by, which have done extremely well, like White City, which is close to Shepherd's Bush, they're talking about somewhere in the region of £1,500 a square foot. Well, if you're talking about areas that are within sort of 5 or 10 minutes drive of there, and they're asking somewhere in the region of £900 to £1,000 a square foot, one can see with better infrastructure, better transport links, that the growth potential is phenomenal.
So obviously all your clients, all potential clients out there, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you want to hear about, what you want to learn about. Because, of course, it is a very specialist market, the UK market, the new build market and other aspects of the area. When you do buy a property, there are so many things that anyone who needs their hand held needs to know about. Mortgages, loan to debt value, general valuation, area, locality, transport links, future development prospects, etc., etc. And of course, one of the things, as you know, that Fraser & Co. has been advising clients on is this new landlord licensing scenario in which councils now expect all properties to be held to a certain standard for their tenants, which isn't a bad thing, although it can be deemed as a certain cash cow for councils. But there are so many different facets to the property market. We want to hear, as you do, from your clients, as you hold their hands through this process to inform them going forward. And we welcome, don't we? We welcome all the requests at certain guests. Even we're going to have people from the government who can come on, discuss certain prospects for building, interest rates, maybe someone from the Bank of England, etc., etc. These are all subjects which I would presume are of enormous interest to your client base.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the reality is someone, especially from overseas, or even locally to a certain extent, they're venturing into buying their first property. It's a jungle. You know, they don't know, some of them don't know where to start. But, you know, you mentioned the licensing area. Well, we've got someone that specializes in the light and the fact that we will literally hold somebody's hand, help them through those murky waters so that the viewpoint, we can collect their rent, they look after their tenants, look after their rents when the rents come through, pass it on to their banks. And then should they wish to sell it in the future, that we can do so. The other thing as well is that not many of our landlords take up this service. But as you know, we can provide each investor with a yearly valuation on their property to give them an update. So we would like in this year to offer that more to our landlords to give them a very, very close feel when they're living overseas of what their property is worth.
Well, that kind of makes absolute sense. And it's something that I think that if you've got a property and you don't live in that country specifically, as in a stock or share that you may own, you can look up in the FT or whatever how that stock is performing. If you've invested in a property, you want to know how your investment is performing. Property is slightly illiquid. Well, it's very illiquid by a comparison to shares, and people ought to know how their property is performing. So I would have thought that is a service that most investors would be wise enough to take up. We can talk about that at another show. Look, ladies and gentlemen, this is just an intro to all the different facets that we want to cover. Market insights, legal updates, case studies. We're going to do live shows from new developments that Fraser & Co. will be marketing. We want your questions. We want different topics for you to recommend, and we'll go ahead and put it out there for you. We want to encourage you. We want to inform you. We want to make sure that you can navigate, as Robert has just said, the jungle of investment, make it as easy and smooth for you as possible. And therefore, you know that your money is safe and is growing comfortably in what Robert has alluded to, a still fast growing investment market here. So listen, we are going to encourage you to subscribe, share, and review this podcast as we go along. This pod is for you. We want you to write in, as I said. Give us your request. We want you to be on top of your investment. Remember, I think, Robert, you'll agree with this. Your property journey is the star of the show. Current clients and hopefully future clients in navigating this market. Robert, is there anything else you would like to say going forward? This is obviously the introductory show. We've got a lot of things in the planning. Is there anything you'd like to say to your existing client base as well as future client base who may well be listening to this particular show?
Yeah, I think that, look, we're in a new year now and we're excited for the prospects over the next 12 months. We think there's an attraction there. We're looking for a stable period now, which we have. And I think there are opportunities for both our landlords and future investors into the marketplace. But if anyone wants to have a call to discuss these opportunities, they're more than welcome to phone me direct, or I can pass them on to either one of my team, or I can discuss it directly with them. I think the reality is here is that we just want to be at a situation where we want to try and be a bit different to our competitors and hold people's hand, and also make sure, as I said before, to offer them a very good personal service. But I think the prospects are good, especially for the landlords. There's a short supply of properties in the marketplace. It's a good time in respect to own a property from a rent point of view. The rents are on the up. And I would suggest anyone that wants any further information about this to contact me direct.
Well, that's interesting to hear. Listen, I can tell you that Robert takes his business very seriously. If I contact him, he may not be so quick to get back to me because I'm his brother, but that's beside the point.
Well, I may keep you waiting for a couple of hours.
Exactly. But in all seriousness, if you do want to request any future topics, you can email myself or Robert. My email, Fraser & Co, is keith.fraser, F-R-A-S-E-R, at fraser.uk.com. Or, of course, robert.fraser at fraser.uk.com.
That's right.
Is that correct?
That's absolutely right.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with my memory. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we look forward to hopefully entertaining you, informing you. We look forward to hearing your feedback and requests for things you want to hear about and learn about. We look forward to welcoming you as the season starts, hopefully over the course of the next few weeks. We'll see you then.